For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. A senior Chinese demographic expert has said that a lower-than-expected fertility rate means China's population will peak in 2025. Zhang Jiwei with the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences says China's population is expected to peak at 1.41 billion by 2025. At the end of 2014, China's population was 1.37 billion. After it peaks in 2025, it is expected to decline to 1.3 billion in 2050. Zhang does note that China's labor supply will remain roughly stable up until 2030, despite the aging and low fertility challenges the country faces. The projections from Zhang and other Chinese experts are part of a series of background reports to be submitted to China's leadership for consideration when it designs its new national five-year plan. China says it's open to any trade agreement that follows the rules of the World Trade Organization and benefits the regional economy. The Ministry of Commerce released the statement after the U.S. and 11 Pacific Rim countries sealed the Trans-Pacific Partnership. China says the pact is one of the key free trade agreements for the Asia-Pacific region. The pact covers nearly 40% of the global economy. China, the second largest economy in the world and an economic power in the region, is not a part of this deal. Typhoon Mujigae has claimed 19 lives since landing in South China. Four other fishermen remain missing after their boats sank. At least about 3,374 homes have been toppled and 282,700 hectares of cropland damaged. Economic losses have reached some 23.24 billion yuan or 3.65 billion US dollars. When the typhoon landed, power supply facilities were damaged in parts of Guangdong, Guangxi, and Hainan, causing blackouts for nearly 5 million households. Authorities say the power supply will fully resume within 7 days. A yellow alert for smog in Beijing and surrounding regions has been continued. Weather authorities in China say the pollution that's affected air quality in the capital, along with Tianjin and parts of Hebei, Liaoning, and Shandong provinces since Monday may persist. But the National Meteorological Center says a cold front expected Wednesday should clear the smog by evening. A yellow alert is the second level of China's four-tier color-coded weather warning system. People with health issues or who may be sensitive to the smog, like the elderly, are advised to limit their outdoor activity until the smog is gone. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences has awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics for 2015 to Japanese scientists Takai Kajita and Arthur B. MacDonald from Canada. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences says the award was made for the discovery of neutrino oscillations, which shows that neutrinos have mass. Neutrinos are the smallest particles in the physics world, which can be a millionth of electrons. Kajita was born in Japan in 1959 and is a professor at the University of Tokyo. MacDonald was born in Sydney, Canada, and is a professor emeritus at Queen's University. They will receive their prize on December 10th in Stockholm. The United States has released video on Tuesday of search and rescue helicopters and personnel deployed in the mainly Kurdish southeast of Turkey. Washington dispatched the helicopters, cargo planes, and 300 Air Force troops to be deployed in Diyarbakir last Thursday to improve its capabilities in Iraq and Syria. Aircraft deployed in Diyarbakir include Black Hawk helicopters as well as transport planes. Turkey agreed to open its strategically important bases to the U.S.-led coalition in July. Top U.S. commander in Afghanistan has responded to the recent airstrike on a medical facility in the northern city of Kunduz, calling it a mistake. Commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan, General John Campbell, says the airstrike was a U.S. decision under Afghan forces' request, but that the hospital was mistakenly struck. His testimony came 3 days after the deadly attack, which killed at least 22 civilians and left dozens more injured. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says a series of investigations are underway, aiming to discover how exactly the attack happened. The clinic was operated by the medical charity Doctors Without Borders. A suspected bomb has been found at the reconstruction site of the Queen Mary Hospital in Hong Kong. Construction workers found the metal-shelled object on Tuesday afternoon. It's said to be about a meter long, and its casing is in rough shape. More than 500 people were evacuated from nearby buildings. Authorities have yet to decide whether to detonate the device in the field where it was found or remove it before it's disposed of. A hospital spokesperson says hospital services, including emergency room and inpatient services, continue as normal. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.